and decide which parts of the sugya we want to look into. So we know that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi worked with four ovos. And our Gemara, our sugya now introduces first Rabbi Shaya and then Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was around the same time as Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya is usually seen as a Talmud of Rabbi. At least not based on Medrash. Rabbi was in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, the Tanoim. And Rabbi Chiya was in Eretz Yisrael. He was the first generation of the Amirim. Rabbi Chiya was part of the Mishpacha of Rabbi, part of the Mishpacha of Rav. And Rabbi Chiya was responsible for the Tosefta. There are many times in Shas where both Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shaya are seen as experts on the, we would call it in fancy language, Tannaitic literature. They were experts on the texts of the Tanoim. Gemara has every so often that when there is a question as to the precision of a text, so the Gemara says, well, if Rabbi Shai and Rabbi Chiya have it this way, so then that must be, if they don't have it this way, then it's not, then the text becomes questionable. Rabbi Shaya was a Talmud Rabbi Chiya. It seems that Rabbi Shaya also had access to Rabbi HaNasi. So that's what makes this particular presentation interesting. Rabbi Chiya, did I say, is seen as the collector, the redactor of the Tosefta. Tosefta, as far as we're concerned, is one of the major collections of brises, right? Tosefta, the Teres Kain, and they're all collections of texts from the same tekufa, which did not make it into the Mishnah. So what we're essentially looking at is comparing the collection or the identification of ovos of the Tanoim and looking at what did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, or what did Rabbi HaNasi choose to single out four of the ovos nezikim. Right, so Gemara says Rabbi Chiya is famous, one of the famous pitgamim of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says that if he had to, Rabbi Chiya himself, historically, Rabbi Chiya would go to various towns, and when he found that they were not well lettered, so he would take five Talmidim, and I think teach each one of the Chamishu Chumshi Torah. That obviously meant with all of the Midrashim, with all the Halachas that Luyizva, and then they would become a cohort of teachers of Rabbanim. That's how he was successful in spreading Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says that Bechiah says, if I'm not exactly sure how the best way to translate it, whether if I would do this or I did do this, that Chiya says that the best way to, again, I'm not sure exactly how it translated, but that the best way to teach Torah is to do everything from the beginning on one's own. He said he would raise the materials that were required for making the nets, and then he would make the nets, and with the nets he would catch the animals, and then he would flay the animals and prepare the hides for the parchment, and then he would raise the materials that were required for making the ink. So everything, the way that this expression, this idea is usually interpreted by the Mefarshim, is Rabbi Chiya thought that if one's going to be successful, the greatest success in the teaching of Torah is that there's purity from the very, very start. That one has control over the not only the ideas, but the kelim that one brings to understand the ideas. So Gemara says, opens up with Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya was the Talmud of Rav Chi. He was at least, if he wasn't the base of Medrash Rav Yehuda Nasi, then he was very, very young. Rav Nasi was very on in years. But I'm not sure. He's primarily the Talmud of Rav Chi. So Tana Rav Hoshaya, Shloisha Osir Omeis Nezikin, Shoymer Chinam Vashoyel, Noisei Socher Vasoicher. Tesis points out that it's four, but there are only three sets of halachas because machlekes with the halachas are of a soicher. So the Gemara says, but it counts them as four different avos, and then the different payments that a choyvel has to make. Right, so the first set that Rav Hoshaya articulates or adds, we'll see in a moment, are the Shoimrim. Rashi describes us basic Hilcha Shmira, the introduction, and he learns Hamafkin, Shmira. This Rashi gives us the basic introduction to the various obligations of Shoimrim, Sugi and Hashoyel. And so we usually learn it from the Rashis and Parshas Mishpatim. And then Rav Hoshaya lists the Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Shemes, Boishes, the payments that a person makes when he beats somebody else up. So Gemara says that's how you get 13 Ovis Nezikin. V'tana didon ma'itayma lo'itona ihani. Vishlam l'shmul, v'nizkei momen kemari, v'nizkei gufei le'kemari. Good. Shmuel has a very easy approach. Shmuel says the Mishnah of Yehuda's Mishnah was only talking about Momid Amazik. Why? Because according to Shmuel, Mabez Adam. Mabez Shane. So there is no Adam in the Mishnah. So according to Bina Nasi, he was simply defined, he was pointing out the Momid Amazik, Shor Amazik. Right? That is the Hakira that we'll get back to in Yit Hashem. Of whether what's the basis for the chiyuv of mamin amazik? What's the basis for the chiyuv of shmir mamin amazik? Good. However, Rabbi Yeshaya was addressing adam amazik, and adam is mazik in two different ways. One, the adam amazik is by being entrusted and not taking care of one's responsibility, and adam amazik is chayiv if he beats somebody else up. Odom Amazik is also chayiv if he damages material of somebody else. It has to be included as well. So that's how Shmuel sees it. Shmuel simply sees that the Rina Nasi and the Rishaya are just looking at different forms of Hezek, and Rav Hoshaya and Rina Nasi are complementing each other. But the major difference between the ones that Rina Nasi places, how would you articulate the significance of making this distinction? Why should you make that distinction? Is this a practical issue? What is my property damage and what is I damage? What is my responsibility? How would you articulate the significance of the distinction? Why would Rabbi Yehuda Nasi break off Momin Amazik as a separate entity to be the launching pad of all of the Zikin.
That's
the
most common.
Was that?
That's the most common.
I don't know. It's the kind of thing if somebody would say it to me. How do we know what was the most common Hezek? The amount of Talmud? I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
Maybe if you're chayav or something that's
wrong
with them, for sure. If something that's your own good, you'd be chayav for it.
So you could say, see, it comes back with a brand. So it could be that Momin Amazik, however you understand Momin Amazik, right? Whether you understand it as an obligation that you accepted upon yourself, akin to Shmira, or whether you accept it, or whether you see Momin Amazik as an extension of yourself, an extension of Achayvel. So Momin Amazik is the far reach of torts, of Hezek. Right? The core of hezek is chanam hamazek. A guy damages, a guy beats somebody else up, a guy breaks your stuff. The outer reaches of hezek are even momen hamazek. Right? I'm responsible for. I'm adam hamazek extends to bor, to eish, even to shore. So Bina Nasi is going from the outside in, from the biggest chiddush, the biggest level of achrayas, and then he'll get to adam hamazek in perek ches. So that would be how Shmuel would look at the mesechta. Elo l'rav, but according to Rav, lisnei tana adam v'chol milei de adam. Ulav Yishai Nami, Hotoni Le Odom. Trey Gabne Odom. Tona Odom the Azik Odom, and Tona Odom the Azik Shor. So according to Rav, Odom is in the Mishnah. So how does the, what does the Gemara then explain? So how do we distinguish why Rav Yiranossi chose 4 and Rav Yishai chose 12? The 13, sorry, 13? How do we explain the numbers? No? Go ahead, Daniel.
The Gemara's answer?
Yeah?
There are two types of Adam.
Before that, according to Rav, is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi leaving anything out?
Yeah.
What is he leaving out?
Adam, it's Mazik Adam.
Why do you say that? Why do you say it's called Mili Adam?
Seems like the Mishnah, if we want to say Trey Gavni Adam, to distinct, meaning we're trying to justify why Rav Hoshaya. But you could say that you learned from, Rashi would say you learned from Bor, that it's just like Bor was only dealing with Nizkei Adam, or no, it would be, just yeah, just as Bor would be Pater from Nizkei Adam.
Whoa, okay. Then
sorry, from Adam in Misa,
yeah.
So too Adam would be Pater. Or we wouldn't be talking about just damaging Adam.
Right, so let's not cross this line. There's Adam HaMazik as opposed to Adam HaNizik, right? So L'chara, we're talking about Adam HaMazik now, right? When we talk about Adam El Rablis, Neitana Adam, Machol Mili Adam HaMazik, Ulur Meshaya Nami Ha Toni Le Adam, Trey Gabne Adam, there's Adam HaMazik Adam, and Adam HaMazik Mamon. Right? So the Mishnah, with the exception of Bor, but even Bor, with the exception of Bor, but that only, as you pointed, may only be Lagabe Misa, so the Mishnah is talking about even Odom and Nizek. Right? So how do you justify the significance of the distinction? Nobody's happy?
It's interesting that our Mishnah really is including everything.
L'chari, yeah.
Everything
spread out. So according to Shmuel, there is a very, very significant distinction between the mission of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's goal and Rabbi Yishaya and Rabbi Chiya. According to Shmuel, there are 24 of his Nezikin. Rabbi Yehuda says, I want to talk about 4 of them, because I want to talk about Moment of Masa. According to Rav says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was also talking about 24 of his nezikin, but 20 of them, might be off, might be 18 and 19, are included in Mava, Adam HaMazik. But we're all talking about the same thing. We're only, according to Rav, how would you articulate the issue between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yishaya? Why they came up with different numbers? What were they doing differently? Why did they give a different shear? According to Rav, the Adam Achol Mili the Adam. So the Gemara says, well, so how did Rabbi Yishaya choose which Rabbi Yishaya is now 2 entries of Adam? He is Mavek, because Rav Yishai and Rav Bo are adopting the four Omeis of the Mishnah. So now we're zeroing in on Rav Yishai. Rav Yishai, what is the Odom? What's your Mavek as opposed to the eight that you listed? So Rav Yishai answers that the eight that I listed are, well, at least the first, the last four that I listed are Odom the Mazik Odom. And the Mav in the Mishnah is what? Odom? The Mazik Moment. All right? Now, obviously, that's an incomplete answer because. Because of Shmir. Shmir is not Odom the Mazik Odom. So it's obviously an answer that's an in process, right? So the Gemara says, "So Rav Yishaya nami atoni le'odom." Rav Yishaya, why do you have to? Why isn't Rav's interpretation of Yira Nasi your system? So he says, "Oh, trei gav ne'odom, odom da'azik odom, but odom da'azik shor." Iyachi shor nami lisne trei gabne shor. If following what Zev was saying, if we're going to follow up the nizik, if that makes a difference, so then we should have two. We should have four entries, and maybe even six entries of shor. We should have. I don't know if we'll have shame, but you could easily have a Karen and Regel of Adam. And a Karen, Regel, and Shane of Momen. So why don't we have two entries? So he says, list the Shor Dazik Shor, Shor Dazik Odom, Haimai, Vishlam Odom Dazik Shor, Nezik Un Mishalik, Odom Dazik Odom, Mishalim Abav Devorim, Elo Shor, Mali Shor Dazik Shor, Mali Shor Dazik Odom. So what are we learning about Rabbi Ishaya's choice of Avos? How is he figuring out which ovis, what makes it, what right, what raises something to be an ov? Why did he bother separating Odom to Azik Odom? Because the Tashlum is going to be different. He's identifying Tashlum. So now the Gemara says, but it doesn't work because the Shomrim are all Odom to Azik Momim. So Rav Yishai has to now Aidi ba'Aidi Nezik Ushalim v'Shoyim Rechina ma'Shoyel Nezik Socher v'Asoicher the Odom the Azik Sharu uketoni, and we learn them Toni Ezeko Dibiyadayim v'Ketoni Ezeko Dimimela. When the Gemara gives this answer, so now the Gemara is re-understanding Rav Yishai. So we go back to say that the Mishnah, according to Rav Yishaya, Mava in the Mishnah is Odom the Mazik Momin, probably both Biyadayim, only Biyadayim. Correct? And the Mishnah, Rav Yishaya is adding in Odom the Azik Odom Biyadayim, and Odom the Mazik Momin Mimela. Right? So now, according to Rav, how do we understand Rav Yishai and Rav Yehuda Nasi? Nasi is one entry for Adam. There is no Machlekes and Halach over here. Right? Machlekes is only in organizing the Halachas. How does Rav Yishai choose to organize Halachas? What does he introduce? What distinctions? What are the significant distinctions? What you're damaging, correct? And how significant of your involvement, your Maisa has it, right? So Rav Yishaya says, I want to single out. Rav Yishaya says, I'm asking to Yehuda Nasi. No machloik is Yehuda Nasi. But I want to articulate that to create three different categories. I want to articulate as a category, Odom Amazik Momin B'Yadayim. That's the Mishnah. Odom Amazik Momin B'Mela, that's Shmira. Odom Amazik Odom. All right? Daniel, what did you say before?
Yeah, in regards to Shmuel,
yeah.
How does Shmuel make sense with Ramonka in regards to the Tosos and
Bano? What makes sense of what?
How does Shmuel's distinction between Niskevamo and Niskegufo make sense in regards to the Tosos and Dalan and Bez of Adam Shmiras, Gufo Olav, and Gimel and Bez of Ramonka?
Explain better. According to Shmuel, that we're separating the mission as all momen, as only momen, yeah.
No, and then we had these two tosis that made it seem that Bor isn't really momen and Ish also isn't really momen and that Adam is momen.
So that's all according to Rav.
And Rav would, Shmuel would.
Shmuel doesn't have to. I don't know if Shmuel would disagree with Rav on these issues. He just doesn't
even
have
Bor,
to.
Even Bor and Ish?
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell how much to. You need some rayas to say that it's because we don't know exactly whether at this point, without further rayas, we don't know whether it's style, whether it's just organization, whether there's any. We have some rayas, then we could.
But this Tosfos on Gimel and Beis of Mamon Kol Adam forgot the board.
Right.
So meaning that would be
up for Machlokes. That Tosus is just saying, Tosus is relevant whether you say Shmuel or say Rav. That the Mishnah, the Gerus the Mishnah is Mamoncha, right? So, however, that's not dependent on Rav or Shmuel. I don't think that would be impacted by this. We'd have to explain. Either we have to say the moment can't be because Bor is there, or you have to explain that it's Ke'ilu, Torah made you into the Baal of Bor. But either way, it's going to work out. There?
Can Kirby explain one more time how Rab would understand this and how Roshi would explain the two
missions? No. Roshi, according to Rab, right? Rab says that Mav is Adam. Right? So now Rabbi Shaya has an entry Adam, and then he has an entry for Shem, which is Adam and Mazik, and an entry for Adam Hachoy v'Chavera, which is Adam. So he has basic Adam, and then he has eight other Adams. So Rav says, that's redundant. Adam is Adam is Adam. What's Shmuel? What's Rabbi Shaya doing? So Rabbi Shaya is separating out. He's articulating. He's identifying that there are four situations where Adam beats up another Adam, eighth parak of the Masechta. The payment schedule's entirely different than if a shor would hurt an Adam. That's number one. All right. What I just said now is not so poshut. Because one could argue that there's no boishas when a person gets kicked by an animal. But and tsar could be part of nezek. Right? Ripui is like a grumma form of nezek. But the pashas is that it's a different payment of schedule. Different schedule of payment. Yeah. Right? So then Rabbi Shaya says, and additionally, There is hezek shabba memela. I'm a mazik, but I'm not. I didn't do anything via dayim. All I did was I did not give it a good shmira. So Rav doesn't come back and say Rabbi Yonasi would not call him a mazik. So they would call him a mazik. All right. Good. So we're good.
Yeah. So the only difference is.
All the categorizing? That's what the Gemara seems to say. Right? That's what the Gemara doesn't step back and say they're arguing about something. At the very end of the sugya, The Gemara says, what is the significance of being called an Av? What is the significance now of having a Shomer be called an Av HaMazon? Right, it's a fundamental Gemara, because you can learn all Hilchos Shmirah, you can learn Hashoyel and Hamafkid, and almost cover all forms of Shmirah. But I don't know if you'd call the a Shomer a Mazik. So our Gemara places so much of the Bavos into the context of being a Mazik. What's the significance of calling a Shomer a Mazik? Nope, what would you say? What does Rabbi Ishaya gain by organizing Shmira in the context calling him a Mazik? Right? Hachoyim will understand very well. Hachoyim was a Mazik. He beat somebody else up. So it makes sense to say it's part of Hezek. So the various there are halachas of Hezek that are going to be universal. What is the universal halach of Hezek? Meitav Tashlumin, yeah. Right? The very last part of the Mishnah, last line. Ukish Hezek Chava Mazik Lishalim Tashlumei Nezek V'meitav Ha'aretz. Hezek is full compensation, and you have to do with Meitav. The very end of the sugya. Heyman Aleph. The last line of the sugya is, why are they called Avos? There are no toldas to Shem Rechinam. There are no toldas to Nezek, Tsar, Shemes, and Riput. So the Gemara says they're only called Avos because they pay Meitav Oretz. What's the significance of paying Meitav Oretz? L'chaira, that's one of the universal ideas of Hezek, which, according to Rabbi Shai and according to Rabbi Chia, we are applying to all of these halachas that they're listing. L'chaira, I'm not sure, but L'chaira Ibn Anasi would agree. Because Rav doesn't say Ibn Anasi is not calling them a mazik. Rav says Adam, a kol mila de Adam. Right? So l'chaira, they are mazik. So what's the significance of calling somebody a mazik? Tashlumei nezek v'meitav ha'aretz. Have to pay edus. What's the chiddush of having to pay edus, paying meitav? Who doesn't pay edus? Who gets off with Beninus? With that? Shtaris, right? What's the more general term? Shtaris represent what? Was that? Right. Debts, chovos. What's the essential distinction between a choiv, a shtar, and a mazik? Correct? That's correct?
This
is Chayvus Midas, correct? Correct? Good. But that's it's a good aura. It's a chiddush when it comes to Shmira. That may not be as Chayvus Midas. It's a chiddush. What's the essential distinction between a loan and anything else?
A loan is mutar.
But there's no heter, but in terms of my obligation towards you. So I created with my own mind, right? We both agreed. I didn't take anything away from you. No, we don't have to get that. It'd be hard to have that with a chayv. But the point is that when it comes to halva, when it comes to a chov, when it comes to a shtar, so I created the... Two people created this relationship. They created the responsibility to pay. Not entirely correct, by the way. Mark Suma says that it could be that when it comes to halva, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the obligation to pay back. Right? Priyas Baal Chayiv Mitzvah. Right? If the question is, if Reuven lends money to Shimon and Shimon dies, so the Yisomim are obligated to pay. They're obligated to pay because the property carries a lien, or because Kadosh Baruch Hu said mitzvah to pay back. We fast and feast b'alchay mitzvah, but let's not get back. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. But the pashtus is that halva is something that was entirely beheter, entirely negotiated. We entered into a deal together. So my obligation to pay you is beinonis. Beinonis is average, right? I can't give you the worst property. Worst property is you're gonna have to spend a long time trying to sell this. You have to give all sorts of marketing shtick to sell, get rid of this piece of property. You have to wait for the right season, guys that comes in.
Black Friday.
You have to give coupons and free rides and all sorts of deals and all that. Edis means that I'm giving my best property. That's my property, which is so fluid, it's almost cash, Edis. So Beninus, average. Because we created an obligation. We didn't state anything but normal payment. No. You agreed to borrow. You agreed to lend. I agreed to borrow. We agreed there's an obligation between the two of us. I have to give the money back. Right? However, when there's a case of Hezek, so you see it as some line was crossed, some Issa was crossed. Even without that, when it comes to Hezek, Kadosh Baruch Hu now gets involved. It's not only a deal that you guys made between the two of you. Hezek is not a deal. Hezek was not negotiated. Right? So Hezek requires some kind of structure. Theoretically, any time Reuven is Mazik Shimon, theoretically, in a utopian society, so Reuven is Mazik Shimon, Shimon turns to Reuven, Reuven says, I'm sorry, terrible thing, I was Mazik you, shouldn't have done it. What do you need to make yourself whole and complete? Right? Utopian society, Reuven's an honest guy, Shimon's an honest guy, and they come to a perfect meeting of the minds in Shalom Al Yisrael. All right? But since human beings are human beings, so the Nizik sometimes will have a hard time evaluating exactly how much he's damaged. Right? Reuven may have a hard time sometimes evaluating whether he's responsible or not. Right? Who was responsible to see the boar? How many cones you have to put up in order the guy's not responsible? Right. So the moment you involve, these people have not decided to negotiate with each other. Circumstances brought them together. So whenever you have that kind of a circumstance, so you need a structure. So the Baruch Hu gave a structure. When he gave that structure, he said, this was not anything that anybody wanted. And therefore, I'm assisting in Meitav Aretz. And we say, Edis. Now again, when we do the sugya, you can discuss later on, was this because I did an Iser? Is this because the victim has to be helped out? Whatever it is, we'll discuss later on. Exactly. But the point we're making now is that it seems from this Gemara that this Gemara is highlighting the significance of the very last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, go back to the Mez of an Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hatzala Shavash Aben. Shedarkun lazik, shmirosan alecha. Ukishahizik, chavamazik, lishalim, tashulme, nezik, mamek tava arats. Right? Tzada shava, shaman, shedarkun lazik is descriptive of the hezik. That's not a halacha. Shmirosan alecha, we've discussed that. That could either be descriptive or it could be halacha. Ukishahizik, chavamazik, lishalim, tashulme, nezik, that's a halacha. So, after we go through all the Aves of Rav Shaya and of Rav Chiya, the Gemara says, no, where are the toldos? The Gemara says, no toldos over here. And no toldos. We shouldn't have learned the Beis Amud Aleph, Beis Amud Aleph. We should have started on the Hegamli base. If always they know told us for us. Still a pal, I still have trouble with this Gemara. So Gemara says the reason they're called Ovis is because they are included in the Tzadah Shav at the end of the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah said that they have to pay the Meitam Oretz, that's a universal Yesod of Hezek. It's a universal Yesod of non-negotiated payment. A relation that was not created by agreement, but by circumstance. And again, it's not, this what I'm telling you now is not an, it might be universal. You have to be careful there. Because when do you pay Ziburus? Ksuba. Ksuba is negotiated. Ksuba is, I hope it's not circumstance. I hope it could be Basharit, whatever. But hopefully there's some level of negotiation by Ksuba also. I don't mean negotiation, I mean understanding. So Edis is a Kishizek Chavamazah. So Rishaya and Reb Chiya are identifying other situations where two people are brought together by a circumstance that here it gets sketchy. So when it comes to Odom Mazik Momen, all right, fits our bill, right? When it comes to Odom the Mazik Odom, hopefully it certainly fits our bill. Now Rishaya said Shmira. Shem Yechinim, Shem Yisachar, Shoyal and Zachar. No? Is that... So now, Mishai is being Mechadish. They're called Mazikim. Why are they called Mazikim? No? No?
After the point is that the Shofar to go to someone else's property. So the Chiddush of Shmira is that even if you're not actually damaging yourself, if you're holding someone else's
good.
Property...
Good, okay. That's the Rashi. Rashi says... Kol hanach de Rishaya. This is, you have to remember this Rashi. I'll come back to it. Kol hanach. The Bar Ilan gives its own Dima Masa. Interesting. Kol hanach de Rabbi Shaya, hu atzmai mazik, the hanach dalet shomer, hein atzma meziko, hoyel v'loy shomer k'roy, ubenezikin de azek gufe loy komari masnisa. Okay, but what is Rashi pointing out? What's bothering him? What's he pointing out? Rashi pointed out over here. Kula yalef mikroy. That's an of has to be in chumash. Go ahead, Morty. So what is Rashi pointing out in Kol Hanach?
He's just saying like why is it not considered doing nikzik and momo?
Right. Okay. So where's the hezek? The shomer didn't do the hezek. The shomer hopefully wants to return the animal, but the shomer is a taina. Taina is that while I was taking care of your animal, a wolf ate the lamb. Right? While I was taking care of your car, somebody else hit and run. While I was watching over your laptop, somebody stole it. So where's the mazik? No? The mazik is some third party. Lo yitzu, we could find the mazik and sue the mazik, so it would be, we wouldn't have hilchos shmira. But you can't sue the mazik. Either you don't know where he is, or he's some animal that ate up a lamb. Right? Or, by Yishoyel, the mazik did it by oinus. See, it may not be, it may not be chiyuv b'tamaz. Maybe not as gomer. So Rashi explains, how can you call a shomer a mazik? Who atzmai mazik? The shomer is the mazik. What is the shomer? Is the mazik? The shomer is doing his job, and he's claiming that I am the victim. We are both the victim. Right? The shomer tells the mafkin, we are both victim of some event. Gemara says, no, not true. Right? At first glance, you'd say a shomer mafkid is a negotiated arrangement. It fits into the halvah deal. It doesn't fit into the mazik deal. It should be beinonis. So Rashi says, the Torah said otherwise. The Torah said, heim atzman eziku, hoil v'loy shomru koroi. Parshas, what's the parsha of Shmira? Shemir Sachar? True question. Who's that? What parsha? Parshas Vayetze. Right? Halacha says Shemir Sachar from Yaakov Avinu. And he tells Laman. Yodi Tivakshena. Right? Laila Lo. No Bali Kriyav here. To sleep at night, Chalti Chayrif, we learn those halachos of Shem V'Sachar, learn from Yaakov Avinu. So he didn't do Keroi, Leishomu Keroi. If he's a Shemir Chinam, there's one level of Shmira understood. Shem V'Sachar, a higher level of Shem understood. Uben Ezekin, the Azek Gufei, Leikomari Masnisa. And the Mishnah, Rabbi Shaya's understanding of Mavizu Adam, according to Rav, right? It's a little bit intergenerational, but according to Rav, Rabbi Shaya's Adam, which is Rabbi Yudanasi's Adam, is which kind of Adam? Adam the Azik. Adam the Azik. No. Mamon. The Gufa. Right? Ubin Ezokin the Azik Gufoi Loika Mari Masnisim. Bukhara, he means the Rabbi Shaya. That's the Shmira part. That's Odom Amazik Odom, and Odom Amazik Momoin Memela. By not giving good Shmira. Right? Why is he called a Mazik? So this Rashi now becomes a very compelling source in the machlekes of what's the machayev of hezek. The machayev of hezek, no, that didn't give it a good shmira. There's the machayev of hezek that my property is an extension of myself. There's the machayev of hezek that I took on certain responsibilities of liability, or is the Machayev Hezek that took on the obligation of Shmira? So this Rashi would say he's called a Mazik because Hoyel Mele Shomer Keroi. Right? This fits perfectly into the Mishnah and Testament base. Kol Shechavti, Kol Shechsharti, Nizkoi, that's a lesson. Chavti Bishmirose. Are we around? Good. So we have Rabbi Shaya good? Got Rabbi Shaya. Because Rabbi Shaya's list, according to Shmuel, is all Adam HaMazik. And there are two kinds of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik B'melei De Shmira and Adam HaMazik B'yadayim. Right? Good. Adam HaMazik Momin shel chaveroi is chayev nezek, just like Adam Mazik Adam is chayev nezek. Right? Next, according to Rav, so Rav Shaya has two entries of Adam. Rav Yehuda Nasi has Adam, his Adam is this huge thing. His Adam is nezek, tzar, shevri, vayishus, and the shomer. But according to what's Rav Shaya's Adam? So Rishayah's Adam is Adam HaMazik Momoin V'yadayim. Rishayah now adds on Adam HaMazik Adam and Adam HaMazik Momoin Memela. What do we then explain? Why are they called Al-Mazikim? Two reasons. According to Rashi, they are called Mazikim because they didn't do their Chiyuv Shmira. If we want to evaluate whether a mazik is mazik ba'oines. We have to evaluate, was he a good shomer or not? Did he do everything he could do to do shmirah? And second, are there all chayiv meitav oretz? What's pshat meitav oretz? So Lanias Daiti, we're pointing out, is it's not the same thing as Beinoni. Beinoni is your average payment that you make when you negotiate a deal. Two people enter into a deal, they each one, unless they stipulate otherwise, either they can stipulate, I'm giving this chayiv and you're getting all these zimuras, and the guy needs the money, take the money. Or, the guy doesn't need the money, so I'm only going to do it if you pay edus. All right. Whether it might be whether it's a loan required for a poor person or a loan required for investment. They can make different deals. But when the payments are being mandated because of circumstances, not because of an entered negotiation, then the terrorist says, we're making the rules now. Edus. All right? So Gemara says, Tani Reb Chiya, Asura vi arba ovois, 24 ovois. 24 ovois. Where is it? Was it? Tani Reb Chiya. Yoni, how's their font over there?
Doing good.
Doing good? There we go. Tani Reb Chiya. Esrv arba omis nizikin tashlumi kefel tashlumi arba bechamisha vegana vegazlin veidim zoymimin veoynis umfata moitzi shemra vemetamim vdameyim vnasech vahanit leisa haro esrv arba rabbi shaye maitaima loitoni hani. Alright, so now why are we asking Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Anasi? Why are we asking, why don't we go back to the same question we had before? No? Why are we asking, why Rabbi Anasi didn't list all of these? Well, the answer is going to be, should be the same thing. According to Shmuel, it'll be that these are all Adam Amazim. And according to Rav, it'll be they are all included in Adam. I'm assuming they're all included in Adam. An assumption we're making. However, what distinguished Rabbi Shai's list from Rabbi Chiya's list? So first of all, Rabbi Shai is only Mammon, but not Knas. That's number one. What are the Knosses that Rabbi Chiya lists? So Kefil is a Knas. Arba Chamish is a Knas. Oynes pays a Knas plus paying whatever Hezek. Mefata, Moitzi Shemra, they're all Knosses, correct? What's the Chiluk of a Knas from, why would a Rishaya put Knas in a separate category? Why would he not want to list Knosses? Was that?
What if a Knas is Potter?
So?
So maybe it wouldn't be the same debt as Eidos. You wouldn't have to take Eidos for that.
Just okay, like, I mean, even Mud of Knas is what determines that's the Simon of whether something's a Knas or not. It might be the Siva.
In the same way, you don't, if according to the Shita that Chatzin Nezek is Knas,
yeah.
You pay Eidos for Chatzin Nezek,
okay? Right, okay. Right, so why would... What you're pointing out is that according to Rishaya, Knas should not come from Edis. Right, but what distinguishes Knas? Go ahead.
The payment of a Knas isn't a reparation for...
So
it's coming from somewhere else.
Right. So just like the Hezek until now is compensation. That's Rabbi Chaim's Yisod and Hezek. Hezek is always compensation. Right? Halva is an obligation I renegotiated. Hezek is a non-negotiated requirement of obligation. Good. What's Knas? Knas is something that looks like the Rebbe Shlomo put into place. Right? And it does not, is not, it's generated by my activity, only because the Baruch Hu said. But it's something that I stole something. So the pashtos, I have to give it back. Not chai keifa. So now the Gemara says, well, what about Gana v'gazn l'mamoynu? So why doesn't Rav, why doesn't Ravishai include Ganav v'gazlan? Right? So what does the Gemara answer? Hoketoni lei, shem rechinen v'ashoyel. Rechinen ami hoketoni lei, shem rechinen v'ashoyel. So toni mamoyno the osili dei v'teira, uketoni mamoyno the osili dei v'isura. How do you say in this line? According to Rishayim, so he's included Ganav and Gazlan in his Arba Shoyma. Rabbi Chiya wants to distinguish between those with how the money originally arrived. So Rashi and Ganav and Gazlan. What does Rashi say? V'ganav shemishalim al pi atzmoi v'einim mishalim kefil kerim bulvad k'goin shehoide mi atzmoi demoide v'knas poter v'gazlan nami ovu d'chsiv v'heishim z'gzeila asher gozal. That's how you have it in Chumash. Right? But you're paying the basic obligation. So Rashi says, "The osi liyadi v'teira shem rechina, avogav dehashta toyin tanas ganav, shenigna ve'meno miu miikra ki osi liyadi v'teira osi liyadi, v'ganav v'gazlan mamoina osi le'isura." Why is this a significant difference? And as Rishaya says, I also include ganav v'gazlan. Right. But why is my Ganav Gazlan different than your Ganav Gazlan? What makes the distinction? Why is it a significant distinction? Whether the money came by Terah, came by Easter? Go ahead.
I think it's like similar to what you're saying about Chol and its difference. Like in the case of Shomachino and all the other Shmiras, you go into the agreement as a partnership as opposed to the fee, where what partnership was there involved? He kind of just came and injured you without any like prior knowledge or any kind of like agreement. So maybe that's like that would be the distinction that we made so much of the Chol versus all the other ones.
But so Rishaya would say if the Shomer is considered to be a mazik, right? Because he didn't give it a good enough shmira. So, why should he in any way pick up any halachas of a gazlan? Right? How do we have genev and gzela in shmira? Right? So Rashi says, Toyin tanas ganav. Where do we have Genev and Shmira? So we're not talking about the Ganav who stole it from the Shomer. Where does Shmira and Geneva come together? What's Rashi saying? I have Ganav and Shmira. Where? What does Rashi point out? Was that? What's Saint Anna's Ganav? Was that? What's the din of Saint Anna's Ganav? What's happening? What is Toyin Tanas Ganav? Who's Toyin Tanas Ganav?
The Shomer. He said that someone stole from you, but really kept on to it.
So what's the din?
That's
the pekefel,
yeah.
Right? So in that case, Rashi says that That is the situation where we have Geneva in Shmira. What's the major distinction between Geneva, the Geneva of the Shomrim, and the Geneva of a Ganav? That is Osi Liyodi Betera. Right? Why is that a significant difference? What does it matter whether it came Betera and I stole it? I stole it. No, what would you say?
Maybe you could say if he came to his heavy sewer, that's when he did a Maisa Hesek, but if he was always holding on to it, he never did an actual Maisa, he makes testimony that that's not really a Maisa Hesek.
The Hesek was done only by his Taina later on.
Yeah.
Which the Gemara is going to say later on that there is. That's why Moiser is not included. Because Moiser is only a Yedei Dibur. If a Geneva doesn't happen, let me ask you this. Let's say a person, an employer doesn't pay his employee on time. Doesn't pay his employee altogether. So where is that in the Mishnah? Is he called a Mazik? The guy worked, so he did work. Employee said, I don't have money to pay. So there's an Isser Gezel. So where is that in the Mishnah? Where is that in the list? Right, there's no Osi Liyodei B'Issur V'Teira. So according to this, if that's a Mazik, Rabbi Yishai would have to put that in Toyin Tanis Ganav. And Rabbi Chiya would say, I want to have a separate listing for Osi Liyodei B'Issur. How about Kedrish Chai Sachir? What would be the din? Koyvish Chai Sachir Chayim to pay the Edis. See, one of the Mazikim. Is it Ganav in any form of Ganav? Or is it only a Ganav that the din of Maisa Hezek? That's what I'm saying. It has to be some Maisa Hezek. So when it's Osi Liyodei B'Issura, I can zoom in on the Maisa Hezek. But let's say a situation where I have to go to Beis Din and I'm Toyin Tanis Ganav, I become a Ganav that way. So Rabbi Shaya says, it's also a Ganav, also a Mazik. Rabbi Chiya would also accept, because he has all of Rabbi Shaya's list as well. But what about a Ganav that does Geneva entirely surreptitiously? But a Ganav that, best thing is Kevish Shchar Sochir. Where's the Maisa Hezek? Is there a din of Mazik there? Or is it a din of Choyim? He owes him the money. What would you say? There's no Chesed in Shmira. Two people made a negotiation. They made a deal. Is there a Mazik? Alright, so L'chaira, we should argue that when it's Osi Liyodei V'Teira and there is a Chisorin and Shmira, you become a Mazik. But let's say it's Osi Yotcha V'Teira, but there's no Chisorin and Shmira. That means that we negotiated, we made a deal together, we made an obligation together. No, not keep your obligation. So that is more. There's no identifiable mice hezek. So the that's not a ma'aseh hezek. The chor that should be mal gechayiv. So the Gemara now has completed its analysis of the Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. On Heyam and Aleph, just to organize the sugya, the Gemara now has various questions that it raises to Rav Chiya. Right? Question number one is, what happened to Adam Zaymimim? Sorry. Adam Zaymimim. Why are they one of the Mazikim? Right? Or better yet, it's a kasha to Rav Chiya. Why is it Adam Zaymimim is mentioned in your list? Question number one. Okay, what happened to Adam Zaymimim? We figured out Rav Hoshaya and Rav Chiya. We are magdir all of them. Then the next question the Gemara asks is, Aynes umefata moitzi shemra. They fit the category of moment. Are they moment they can ask? Minasech midameya hezek she'ele nikir. So essentially, the sugya on the top of Heyam and Aleph is, now that you've made your distinction between Kenas and Mammon, I have three questions. Are these Kenas or these Mammon? Is Adam Zayman Kenas or Mammon? Hezek Shein Nikr Kenas and Mammon? And what's the third? And Oynes and Mefata, Kenas and Mammon. Hey, Yois, so that's your litmus test of what you're going to, Rav Hoshaya did not want to articulate Kenas as a separate category. So now, what does that mean about Rav Hoshaya's position and Rav Chiya's position, Adam Zaymimim, Hezek Shein Nikr, and Oynes U'Mefata? Then, the Gemara says, two more questions. One is, Rav Chiya, why do you have a number? He has to be made something. So we made Moiser Umefagel. They didn't make it into the list, because the Mais Hezek is B'dibur. And then finally the Din of Meta. That is why they're called Ovis. Alright, so again. So the way that you organize the Sugin Dalet Omen Beis, we're trying to figure out the parameters for Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, what's included as a mazik. Okay. And then, on the Heyam and Aleph, we have, based on those parameters, so one of the issues that came up is Mamon versus Kenas. So the Sugya uses as an opportunity to evaluate three halachas, Mamon or Kenas. And then, the Sugya says, one more ha'ora that we haven't discussed, that is, who did not make it in, even to Rav Chiya, Moshe Mefagel. And then finally, what we have discussed already is that the significance of being called an Ob in this sugya is, number one, that they're all mentioned in Chumash, and number two, they're all paying Meita. And that's what they suggested, that the significance of paying Meita is that Kadosh Baruch Hu imposes the structure of payment because they're all non-negotiated obligations. So in Meila, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to take over. The Shlumen take over. And that happens to be that once we get to Davom, so then the Sugya focuses on the halachas of the Shlumen for three blood, because they become instructive in what Mazikim are. So tomorrow, Tishem, I think we'll go on to Adam Zimmerman. Just use it as an opportunity to. And Yeshiva seems to discuss a little bit of Adam Zimmerman over here for that reason. And hesitate to nick a little bit. And whatever the Sugya allows us. Okay.